Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. Today I'm joined with one of Max's top 10 finalists, Matt Whitechurch. Matt, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks, Dave.
Man, I'm excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you about your experiences with our May Challenge. But look, Matt, just a couple of days ago, you found out that you made the top 10 in the Max's Challenge. What has the past couple of days been like for you?
Found out on that Friday night. And yeah, I was really pumped to be in the top 10. Wasn't something I aimed for at the start. I didn't go public until the 7 week sort of thing. It wasn't something I was aiming for. But when I found out I was in the top 10, I was pretty satisfied with myself and achieving that. So the last few days, yeah, just sort of wandered around pretty happy with myself.
Mate, look, you should be so proud of the results that you've achieved. You know, you blew us all away and you look absolutely incredible.
Thanks, mate. So, I was happy with the outcome. I stuck through the whole 12 weeks and just committed myself to it.
So good. Look, Matt, I know a little bit about you having read your profile, but there might be some people who might not know who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Matt?
Matt Whitechurch, down in Gippsland, mate, in Victoria. I work as an electrician at a power station, do shift work. So I've got a lot of my gym sort of stuff done in the mornings before work, and that's pretty much the only time I worked out. It was the first thing in the morning before work, or if I was rusted off, it was still first thing in the morning. And get it done. But yeah, I play a few sports. I used to play footy, but now I just play cricket. And family man, I've got wife and two kids, a boy that's 7 and a little girl that's 14 months old.
7 and 14 months, mate, that must be a little handful there.
The last couple of months has been pretty hectic with the little Charlotte starting to walk around and on the move everywhere. So it's full on.
Beautiful. Well, look, talking about morning training, how early are we talking when you're training in the morning?
Alarm would go off at 4:45, with sometimes Charlotte would wake at 4:15 or 4:30. I'd just get up then and I'd maybe make a quick bottle and then I'll straight down into the gym. If it was in lockdown and gyms weren't open, got a couple little things in the garage, so I'd be straight down there and get the workout done first thing, or I'd get ready and go to work. We've got a gym at work. So yeah, I'll access that and use that and then shower here and straight into work.
Jeez, mate, and talking about your job and a little bit of shift work, like how long are your days? If you're there early in the morning, are you there later in the evening as well?
It's a 10-hour day, so 7 till 5 or 5:15 sort of thing. So if I was coming to work and use the gym here, I'd get to work about 5:30, just before. I'd pretty much work out for bang on an hour and then a quick 2-minute shower and ready for work.
Mate, they sound like some really long days. Now, I want to talk a little bit about signing up to the challenge and I guess why you chose to sign up to the challenge. And my understanding was that this May challenge was the first challenge you joined. Is that right?
I did one back, I think it was about 2016, but I only did sort of 8 weeks of it. I never finished it. It was just purely like it was going well. And after 8 weeks, I was pretty happy with where I was at and just sort of drifted away from the challenge after that. But started this one originally with my wife. She was getting back into netball after having Charlotte. So I was there to try and sort of help that. But yeah, I ended up getting pretty focused about it myself and used it as a bit of a pre-season almost thing for my cricket training. So with that coming up this season, last season I had a bit of a knee trouble, and as soon as the season finished, I had an operation on the knee, and yeah, used this to get myself back fit, drop some kilos to try and help out the lower body and that when I am playing. So
yeah.
So last year sort of bowled a lot of overs and I had trouble with the knee halfway through the season and just kept going, pushing through it sort of thing. And I was sort of living on a bit of Voltaren and the knee would blow up and I'd struggle to walk for a few days and then get back up for the Saturday game and then do the week all over again. So it's kind of got stuck in a little bit of a rut, not being able to work out or anything like that. So just focused on, as soon as that season was done, I had booked in with the surgeon, got a clean out on the knee, and just from that day dot, just focused myself on getting that knee right so I can be back playing. And if I'll fit, hopefully no more troubles and hit the season running, really.
Yeah. So you had a keyhole surgery for the knee and that helped?
Yeah. So I just had a small tear in the cartilage and yeah, just cleaned that up and felt pretty good. It was about 6 weeks before the challenge started. So on operation day, I was 98 kilos when I went into theatre, just jumped on the scales there. And when I started the challenge, I was 92 point something. So I was sort of 6 kilos down before we started. Mm-hmm. And then yeah, the challenge was able to keep me going, keep dropping the kilos and averaged one a week in the end. So I'm down at 80 kilos now and body feels fantastic, to be honest, carrying a lot less weight. Legs are great. I've probably never done so many leg weights in my life at the moment. It feels good. So I'm happy.
That's awesome. And no knee pain at the moment?
No, nothing at all. I took it pretty easy the first sort of 6 weeks of the challenge when it was leg stuff. Everything I did was just body weight. And then I just slowly ramped it up. And yeah, absolutely nothing at all holding it back now. So been on a few runs. I did a bit of swimming in the last 6 weeks of the challenge when the pools were open. We've got a rower at home. So just on the rower as well, that was sort of help building up the legs as well.
Yeah, I can totally relate to knee-related injuries. Myself, I ruptured my ACL when I was younger and had to go in for reconstructive surgery. And at the time, I was trying to train, I was trying to exercise, and I just had so much like knee pain. And as I went through that reconstruction and that rehab afterwards, the knee pain is just completely gone, non-existent. But I did have to give my leg lots of TLC, right? I had to do my rehab, I had to slowly build myself back up, be diligent with the exercise I was doing, not taking it too far too quickly, slowly getting there. And now I feel comfortable and confident to do whatever I want with my legs, even though I had this history of some misfortunate events happening with my lower body. So I can definitely relate when there is knee pain and it really sucks. And to throw in a little dad joke, you really don't need knee pain. It really hinders lots of aspects of our life. And especially if we want to do things like play with our kids, if you want to do things like play cricket, and if you want, it might probably interferes with things like our work, which is not ideal, right?
Yep.
Now, Matt, I want to talk a little bit about challenges, and maybe you alluded to one already about your knee pain, but every challenger has their own unique challenges with the challenge. So would you like to speak a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced over this past 12 weeks of completing the Maxis challenge?
Probably the biggest challenge for me was get myself into the groove of getting myself straight to the gym. And I loved going to the gym early in the mornings, getting it done. But when the lockdown sort of happens and then I couldn't go to the gym, just mentally a little bit working out at home, worrying about will kids wake up and that sort of stuff. That was a little bit of a challenge. But other than that, I think I had a pretty good run. Really, my wife, Roxy, did a lot of the prep work in regards to the shopping list, organising dinners, that sort of stuff. And then I just sort of always made sure the night before I prepared all my food, everything that I was taking to work, everything I needed for that day was ready to go that night before. So in the morning, getting up early, everything was just sort of smooth for me. So yeah, just probably the lockdowns was the only real big challenge. Maybe here and there, a couple of days, you know, at work, everyone brings in cakes and slices and all that. But I found nearly the whole 12 weeks, I was pretty committed to getting this done and just really wanted to finish off the full 12 weeks of giving it a mile, really.
Yeah, that preparation was really helpful for completing the challenge, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Preparation is the key for me and I'm sure it's the key for everyone else. So you could be there early in the morning. You've got 20, 30 minutes of prep work to do before you go. In the end, it becomes a too hard basket and you might not end up doing it. So if you have it done, there's no excuses in the morning. You just, you take some subs or anything before you're going, you take some subs and you're on your way. So,
yeah, I totally agree. And I think that sometimes when we aren't prepared, that's when we tend to make those poor decisions. And I can imagine, let's say your work environment, it sounds like quite a bit of facilities there. People are bringing in cookies and cakes and such. If you're hungry, you don't have any snacks, and maybe you just have your one lunch meal, or even maybe you forgot your lunch. Oh, geez, those cookies look good all day, right? And then next thing you know, you're munching on cookies and cakes and lollies and sweets. And you do that for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. And the next thing you know, you're looking yourself in the mirror and not really happy how we're looking. So preparation is the key. And it's the biggest way that we can make a change in our body. Well, talk about change, Matt. If you were to jump back into a time machine and go back to about 12 weeks ago when you started the May Challenge and you would compare yourself then to yourself now, could you tell us a little bit about how your life has changed since doing the challenge?
Well, just really at the moment, I feel fit, I feel healthy. I feel like educational-wise with nutrition, I am a long way further down the line than what I was 12 weeks ago in regards to calories, macros. Yeah, sort of calorie counting my day, what's going into my body, what sort of my body needs for this training, and just what's a healthy meal. So just sort of making sure that we learnt that on the way, that we could make some good decisions and carry those good decisions with healthy eating a lot further down the track. So I found the recipes on the Max's vaccine site terrific. Charles being 14 months, Jackson 7, he was, they both ate nearly every single meal that we made that was from there. They ate them as well. And it was good, fresh food. So
yeah, I like that. And that's a big hesitation that we see in new challenges where there's a little bit of hesitancy of, oh, well, if I'm on the challenge, what's my family going to eat? What are my kids going to eat? What's my partner going to eat? Or whoever else we're involved with the home environments. And it can be a little bit daunting thinking, oh, well, if I'm on this challenge, I'm going to be eating, I don't know, some sort of magic combination of foods. But if we were to take that step back and look at what's in the foods, you're right. It's just fresh foods. You're looking at sources of protein. We're looking at good quality fruits and vegetables. We're looking at other foods that are a normal part of life, such as bread and rice and grains and part of different cultures around the world. So yeah, I think that's a big one that often surprises families is that, yeah, your kids could eat exactly the same. Of course, adjusting the portion sizes, like I doubt your seven-year-old was having the exact same portion size as you or your partner, but you scale it accordingly, right? And make it work.
Yeah, no, exactly right.
Now, Matt, just talking about advice here. So if someone came to you and they were about to start their fitness journey, they wanted to lose a little bit of weight, get fit, get healthy, or they were about to start the challenge themselves, what advice would you give that person?
Literally just jump straight into it. It's 12 weeks or these ones are now six. If it's six, it's 6 weeks of your entire life. You can put everything into that little short period of that time, get it done. Sort of try and no shortcuts. If you want something bad enough, you end up achieving it. And that's what I think I got out of this. I set myself the goal of just making sure I do the best I can for this full 12 weeks. And I was determined to finish 12 weeks. And I think if you can get yourself in that mindset, you're just doing this for, it's not just for this period, but you're going to continue on with a more healthier lifestyle after this. You're focused on the 6 or 12 weeks of the program and you'll see the results come.
I like that. That's really good. Well, Matt, you know, where to from here? We've done the challenge. We've got some amazing results. You're down to 80 kilos. Like, what's the next goal for you?
Next goal, I've signed up for the 6 weeks one and I'm eagerly waiting to flick through a few of the plans. I'm thinking maybe getting into more of a leg sort of building one, whether it's the legendary legs or I'm slightly interested in the triathlon program that looks like it's coming out. So I'm keen to check that out. I like swimming. I don't mind bikes. I'm not a huge fan of the running, but I just figure I wouldn't mind having a bit of a look through that. And cricket season's only 6 weeks away from round one. So I'm going to be straight into some active sport and keep everything ticking over. So I've continued on training pretty much the same amount as what I was already doing. Nutrition's still been on point. So I think it's just coming a way of life and death. I've been able to make some good choices.
I like that. And I like that like last thing you said there where it's a way of life now. And some people might sign up to our challenge or another challenge or a fitness program or join a gym and they think that, okay, I'm just going to do it for a month or 3 months in the challenge, or I'm going to do it for a year. But you know, it is kind of a way of life where if we want to maintain these results that we have, if we want to feel good in our body, if we want to be fit, we want to be healthy, we do want to have these behaviors and normalize it where, hey, I'm going to go for a walk every day. I'm going to go to a gym every day. I'm going to eat a salad every day and look after my body every day because it is something that we do every day for the rest of our lives. And for some, that might be a little bit daunting, but for others, it just becomes our new normal. And then we get to reap the benefits of that, right?
Yep.
Well, look, Matt, let's wrap it up there, my friend. Thank you so much for donating your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. I'd like to congratulate you on your amazing result that you've achieved over the past 12 weeks. And we're looking forward to what you could do over the next couple of challenges and letting us know how you go with the triathlon program. I think that'll be really cool when we release that.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for all your support. It's good having the group on Facebook. I'm not a poster or anything like that, but I'm in the background. I don't mind reading some stuff and just try and continue to learn off a few people there and, yeah, staying engaged. That way I think it's a good little community group. So
we have an amazing community online, right? And, you know, you're not alone. We do have many people that enjoy watching and looking at posts and looking at reading things and learning from the sidelines. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it's great that you've taken something away from that. And who knows, maybe we'll get a few more posts from you. What do you reckon, Matt?
I hope so.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.